Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate and current MPhil student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. On this day, June 15, 1936, Wilfred Denniston Wood was born in Prout, St. Thomas. He was the son of Wilfred Coward and Elsie Elmira Wood and completed his education at the Combermere School. He was drawn to theological ministry and having become an ordained deacon in Barbados, he migrated to England to continue his work in 1962. He first worked as curate in St. Stephen Shepherd's Bush and then the curate of St. Thomas until 1974. As with many other West Indian migrants to the United Kingdom, Wilfred was forced to come face to face with racial injustice. Inspired, he made it his life's mission to see change. During his career, he became known for speaking out against racism and the subsequent challenges faced by Black immigrants, becoming president of the Institute of Race Relations in 1971. He continued to hold many influential positions, including honorary canon of Southwark Cathedral and Bishop of London officer. His work extended into the legal field as well. As a member of the Royal Commission on Criminal Procedures, he proposed a change in the way that prosecution was carried out. Up until then, police officers not only held the power to investigate, but also to prosecute suspects. He recognized the dangers in doing so in a society where the police were not necessarily working in the favor of Black immigrants. With this, he proposed the Crown Prosecuting Service, an independent service which is still in use today. Moreover, he assisted in the founding of the Martin Luther King Fund and Foundation, as well as defended the rights of asylum seekers. His work did not go unnoticed, with him receiving the Honor of Knight in 2000, so appointed by Queen Elizabeth II for this work in protecting Barbadians living abroad. His accomplishments also earned him honorary degrees from the University of the West Indies, the Open University, and the General Theological Seminary, New York. He officially retired as Bishop of Croydon in 2002 and returned to Barbados that same year. This was an incredible feat, not only for his service in this position for 18 years, but because he was the first Black bishop in the Church of England. Yet, his most prestigious honor arguably came in 2004. In that year, he was ranked by public vote as number 2 of 100 on the list of great Black Britons. This recognition certainly underscores the indelible impact he made on British society. It will never be forgotten the legacy of Bishop Wilfred Wood, champion of minority rights, who was born in Barbados on this day, June 15, 1936.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.